Here's a look at your KLAM News for this Saturday afternoon. Our recent weather conditions may not have been conducive for swimming outdoors, but nonetheless, the Lamar's Outdoor Swimming Pool is scheduled to open to the public this afternoon. Angela Luch with the YMCA supervises the pool and says that the pool's temperature is a comfortable 79 degrees.
It's pretty comfortable right now. I'm actually standing in it at this moment. The water's 79 right now. We usually run it at 82. With the colder weather we've had this week, it's been a little bit harder to bring it up. But if Saturday and Sunday hold strong in the 70s, it'll have no problem being at its regular 82 that we run it at.
Luch says that people will be pleasantly surprised to see all the improvements to the outdoor pool.
Oh my gosh, the list is so long. And first and foremost, I have to thank a combination of the Community Betterment Project and the City of Lamar's for understanding that we have a need out here for improvements, and they really went out of their way this year to help make some of these things that we've had on our list for a while happen. So our first thing is that we added 4 new picnic tables. All of our picnic tables have new umbrellas with them, so there's extra shade there. On deck, we added 3 16-foot by 16-foot shade features. Those are all part of the Community Betterment Part 2 project. They hold about 6 to 8 lounge chairs underneath each one. Over the park, we added a 30 foot by 30 foot shade feature that covers a lot of like the slide area and things of that nature. Plus, there's a couple benches that were added over there, making it easier for parents to sit down and watch their kids.
She explains that the additional benches at the pool were part of an Eagle Scouts project.
Isaac Vasky, one of our lifeguards, did his Eagle Scout project this year, and he built us 4 benches that are up alongside the building, making it easier for people to sit down and enjoy watching their kids swim if they're, you know, not in the water. We had the entire exterior of the building was re-sided, thanks to the city, and then Shrunk Roofing took care of that for us. That was awesome. And we've done a number of updates on our doors and our lighting system. So all the bathroom lights and interior lights have all been replaced to be LEDs and more energy efficient. So like I said, it's a ton of different improvements.
A swimming pool supervisor believes that people, particularly parents, will appreciate the extra canopies to block the sun.
That's one of the things that really has gotten to me over the years as a mom of 2 young children, just watching the parents, you know, trying to bring and swim with their family, and they have like an infant in a carrier that's sleeping, and they're covering them in blankets in 95 degrees to try and keep them out of the sun, or putting them underneath a tree and they can't be a part of with the entire rest of the family, you know, just, and then, or crowding underneath the concession stand. This is just spreading it out across the pool, giving a lot more opportunities for people to grab a little shade and stay out of the sun. And let's face it, skincare prevention, you know, skin cancer prevention and things of that nature, you know, so many skin cancers that we can get as adults have stemmed from major sunburns as children. So we're just giving everybody a chance to get out of the sun a little bit more if they need to.
Luch reviews the times that the outdoor pool will be open, weather permitting.
So this weekend, with it being Memorial Day weekend, we're running Saturday, Sunday, and Monday from 12 to 1 is lap swim and 1 to 5 open swim. Then on Tuesday, our regular hours start, which is Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6:30 to 8:45 lap swim and water fitness in the morning. Monday through Friday, we'd run 11:30 to 1 and 5 to 7 p.m. lap swim. There's some swim lesson times and some water fitness times involved in those as well, too. And then all 7 days a week, we're 1 to 5 open swim. And Monday through Thursdays, we're 7 to 8:30 at night open swim.
Daily admission to the outdoor pool is $1.50 for infants. Children are listed at $4. Adults are admitted for $5, and seniors can go swimming for $4. Evening rates are listed at half price. Monday, of course, is Memorial Day, and the Wasmer Post 241 American Legion of Lamar's is preparing for its annual Avenue of the Flags program. This year marks the 54th edition of the Avenue of Flags ceremony. Dan Pluger serves as the commander of the local American Legion organization and says a parade will precede the ceremonies.
The parade will line up at 9 o'clock on Memorial Day at Central Avenue and 2nd Street Northwest by the Bamboo Village. And then the parade will start at 9:15 and proceed south on Central Avenue, turn at 3rd Street Southeast, and we'll end at the courthouse.
More than 1,400 flags are scheduled to be on display in honor of the Lamars and Plymouth County veterans that have passed away. Pluger says that that number of flags to be dedicated continues to grow, but at last count, at least 20 flags are scheduled to be dedicated this year. The local American Legion commander explains the program scheduled for Memorial Day.
So at 10 o'clock, we'll start the program, whether it be at the courthouse or at the Lamars Middle School if it gets rained out. We'll have the posting of the colors. This year we have Keegan Pippett, who just graduated from Lamars Community High School. He'll be singing the Star Spangled Banner this year. Then we'll go into the invocation. We'll have the Armed Forces salute, the welcome. I'll give a little speech. We'll have the wreath presentation of the past wars like we've done in the past.
And that will be done in conjunction with the auxiliary then?
That is correct. And again, past commander and the adjutant of our post, Jim Rolfus, will be reading his poem, Come Visit My Grave. That's always a touching tribute to fallen soldiers. Municipal band will also be there again this year, playing some patriotic music throughout the program.
As it is with the tradition of the Avenue of Flags, American Legion member Pat Murphy will again recite the more than 1,400 names of the Lamars veterans to be honored.
And when the names are being read, of course, Pat Murphy again will be reading off most of those names. It always impresses me that he can get through all those names without hardly, I don't know if he takes a drink of water or not, or if he goes straight through, but it's pretty impressive.
Pluger continues with the program's agenda.
After the reading of the names, then they'll do the rifle volley and the taps, and past commander Bud Vanderwell will do the benediction, and we'll do the retiring of the colors. And then after the program, everybody's welcome to come down to the Legion for a lunch, if they so wish.
Pluger says that volunteers are needed Monday.
And then Monday, if the weather's good, we can get the flags up. We put the flags out Monday morning, Memorial Day, at 6 o'clock in the morning. And we usually have a lot of volunteers that show up to help with that, and it doesn't take very long to get them up at all.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then again, Monday afternoon is when you take them down.
Yeah. So if we get them up, if we don't have bad weather, we take them down at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday.
The weather forecast for Monday is calling for the possibility of rain, and Pluger says if necessary, they are prepared to hold the annual Memorial Day program inside the Lamars Community Middle School auditorium. He says the ceremonies will remain the same as it would be if it was at the county courthouse.
Well, we'll try to keep it about the same as best we can. We'll try to get everything in there. We'll still go through the reading of the names and all that, and I think the municipal band will be there playing too. So,
and still the dedication of the 20 flags, the new flags then?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, those will all be dedicated.
Stay tuned to KLAM Radio for any announcements regarding the location of the Avenue of Flags program. That is a look at your news for this Saturday afternoon.